You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Yesterday, I got a text message from a couple of friends saying, "Do you want to come down to the pub for a little bit and just have a few relaxing drinks? Nothing too crazy."
It's all it takes, really, from you.
Yeah, look, doesn't take a lot to persuade me.
Someone knocks at your door. Mm. You haven't met him before. "Hey, you want to go duck down the pub?" Yes.
Oh, God, that's really a worry, isn't it?
Well, you know, a party's a party, as we just heard.
But no, Simo, so this wasn't just some random knocking on my door. It was a couple of friends.
Okay.
So I thought, yeah, all right, why not? We'll just go and have a quick drink and say hello and you know, that sort of stuff. A
couple of beverages.
Nothing too crazy. And so, Simo, everyone, you have to be seated now because of coronavirus restrictions.
That's it. Plus, you don't want to spill your brewski.
That is true.
Mm.
But you have to be seated when you're drinking, so you can't just stand around at the bar, which, to be honest, I think is better.
Were you ever a stander?
Well, I was a stander.
Were you?
But I think I prefer being a sitter.
You took a stand, but now you have not.
I've got to be honest, it's a lot better for the old quads.
Is it?
To sit down while you're drinking instead of standing there for hours on end.
Wouldn't know. Bartender, so...
Yeah, you're standing up anyway.
Standing up all the time.
Used to be a bartender, of course.
Yeah.
But Simo, as we were waiting, we were standing at the bar just getting our drinks and then we were going to go and sit down. As we were standing there waiting, there was me and a group of two other friends, the three of us.
Okay.
About 5 metres or so further down the bar, there was another group of three males also.
Right.
Just ordering their drinks.
Okay.
So I'm just standing there leaning on the bar ordering my drink. And then randomly, I just feel this set of arms coming sort of around my kind of stomach area.
Ooh.
As if someone's giving me a hug.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel a head kind of leaning on my shoulder.
Interesting.
And one of the arms then retreats around from the stomach and goes around the back and gives me a little playful smack on the bum.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like, who is this?
I can tell that this was a big moment for you.
Well, it's been a while.
It's why you brought it to us this morning.
No, Simo, the reason I bring it up is because I had a look. I was kind of like, who is this? I thought it was just one of my friends playing around.
Okay.
But I kind of had a look who it was.
Mm.
And it was just this random woman who I've never met before in my life. Never seen. I don't know who she was.
Yeah.
I kind of looked at her, said hello. She kind of instantly panicked.
Oh, hell, she thought you were someone else.
Yeah.
Oh,
she kind of instantly
goodness.
Said, "Oh, sorry. Kind of looking at me.
Wow.
And she was, I assume, the girlfriend or partner of one of the people at the other group of people who are about 5 metres behind.
Wow.
Now, to be fair, I had a look at the... After she kind of went, sorry, ran away kind of a little bit awkwardly. Yeah. We kind of had a bit of a laugh about it.
Yes.
And she went up and then started more or less doing the same thing to someone in the other group about 5 metres or so away.
Oh, what could have been?
And to be fair, me and her, I assume, boyfriend, were wearing the same colour jumper.
Okay, so that's what you're basing it off? Or was he, like, ripped?
He was ripped. He was like that Fabio model guy.
The way he wore the jumper.
Long blonde hair.
The way that he wore the jumper was slightly different. Like, maybe you roll it up and has, the little sleeves out a little bit cultured.
To be honest, I didn't pay that much attention to his jumper.
You didn't check out your competition.
No.
Never before have you had the prime opportunity of seeing someone that is your direct opponent. You've been able to determine, it's like, okay, in another world, I was very much him.
Mm.
So you just needed to, like, kind of... I don't want you to go out and compare yourself to others, Jordan, because you're great the way that you are, but maybe it's an option.
You're turning this into some kind of David Attenborough-style documentary where, like,
yeah,
I'm
absolutely
in the wild and he is, like, the leader of the pack.
Yep.
And I want to try and become the leader of the pack by destroying him. No, I don't. They look a very happy couple. She just made an honest mistake. I'm not interested in that at all.
It's like the...
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It's like the... So same thing happens to kangaroo packs, Jordan. So sometimes...
Well, one kangaroo will come and put its little arms around another kangaroo.
Yeah, sometimes they...
And then smack him on the tail.
Sometimes they tuck the wrong one into their pouch. Like, wait a second.
Hang on, who are you?
Simo and Jordan.
Have you ever left a negative review online?
Oh.
Specifically food orientated, you know, your Urban Spoons, your Yahoo reviews, that kind of thing.
I don't think I have, no.
Never been driven that far?
I've never been driven that far. I mean, I've had some bad experiences.
Yeah.
I've never kind of like, I'm going to write a review, and then the next day I'm like, eh, I can't be bothered anymore.
So true. So you never log in right when you're feeling that flame, when you're feeling the fire?
No.
Okay, well that's...
Why do you?
No, it's very good of you to move past that.
Okay.
Very good of you. But not everyone is like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Sometimes a bad review, absolutely warranted. I've had a few in my life, right?
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. I've been to some places that deserve bad reviews. I'm just too lazy to do it.
So what I bring to you now is the fact that... Now, having worked in hospitality, it was one of our favourite pastimes to read through some of the negative reviews.
Mm.
Fast forward to now, and venue owners have started biting back.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So good. All right, so here is the negative review, which caught the attention of a venue operator overnight. The worst pub lunch.
Can I ask, do you know what venue this is? Or do you know where it is?
This is over in the UK. So
oh, okay.
All good. You're safe. Thanks for checking in. Okay, this is written by Fearless 41306. The worst pub lunch. The pub is opposite Jane's house and next to Chawton House. And they milk their location and foreign tourism and keep the locals dry of good service. $14 for burger and fries. The burger was processed meat brick. And with very chunky cut inedible coleslaw and oven chips, wait time was slow. Rip off. Meanwhile, next door, they were offering a decent lunch for $7 in their cafe. So they're not happy,
yeah.
As you can tell.
I got that feeling, weirdly enough.
So
I don't know whether it's the eye of the tiger playing in the background that kind of persuade the emotion that they weren't happy.
Look, let's just fast forward now to... The venue owner biting back. They're a bit upset that their lamb burger wasn't enjoyed.
Okay, so that review was written online and now the owner of the restaurant.
Yep.
Go on.
So what I figured, I kind of imagine that the venue owner is really torn up about the scenario.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. All right, so kind of they're sitting in their pub at the bar. It's closed. Mm. They've chucked another log of wood on the fire as it rains outside.
M&M's bought a pub in England because, I don't know, it's just like, you know what, rapping, not for me anymore.
Had enough?
Yeah, had enough.
Okay, so, and then he gets the keyboard
God,
out.
Looky, you're waiting to time this perfectly with it. Here we go on.
Hi, Fearless 41306, keyboard warrior. Thank you for taking the time to leave us your review, which came up very promptly this Sunday evening. It is a shame that you still haven't replied to the personal message I sent you asking for more details of your visit. I presume you are busy fighting crime or slaying dragons from your keyboard. This review has perplexed us here as we checked back on every table on Sunday and not one complaint was received. In fact, the lamb burger seemed to be the highlight of most people's lunches. I can only presume that you were busy tapping away, trying to stop the hordes of orcs at the gates of Hampshire to notice us asking the question. I can't believe that you feared letting us know your disappointment at the time. This is Stan.
Simo, rapping, coming to a world stadium near you.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Lots of celebrities like to bring out their own fragrances.
Ooh.
Kim Kardashian's got about 17, I think. Katy Perry, Britney Spears have all brought out one recently. And now, Simo.
Would you remember what David Beckham's first fragrance was?
No.
Called Instinct. Oh. I think it was Instinct.
I'm pretty sure that there's deodorant now. So it's kind of come down the rungs a little bit.
Yeah, it's so... Because he's got a goal-scoring instinct, and you can too. Be goal-orientated.
Yes. If you wear this fragrance, you too can score goals at soccer.
You too can bend it like Beckham.
Well, Simo, an Aussie celebrity has brought out a fragrance.
Oh, can I guess who it is?
Yeah, well, Simo, that's the thing. I want you to guess who it is. I've got the details here about it.
Margot Robbie.
No.
Okay.
And just whenever you reckon you know who the celebrity is, just, like, buzz in and have a guess of who it is,
Jeff
okay?
Jeff the Wiggle.
No. Simo, I can tell you this.
Jeff the Wiggle would be lavender, right?
Did you just put you to sleep? Simo, this fragrance, I can tell you a 100ml bottle of it values at $50. Ooh. It'll set you back.
Okay.
And I've got the little description of it here. So just whenever you think you know which Aussie celebrity it is, just buzz
right.
in. Okay?
All right. Yeah, cool.
Okay. The woody and boldly intense fragrance exudes sophistication. Warmth and sumptuous ingredients that envelop the senses.
Oh, wait. I've seen a lot of advertising. It's just struck me.
Opening with notes of fresh bergamot, mandarin leaf, cardamom and crisp apple.
All right. Is it Shane Warne?
It is Shane Warne. Yes!
Ah, oh, so
Warne
good.
Warne has released a brand new fragrance which, quote, exudes sophistication. What about Shane Warne exudes sophistication?
Well, people have found him sophisticated in the past.
I didn't even get to the end of the bio. Do you want me to keep going?
Please.
So I was opening on notes with fresh bergamot, mandarin, leaf, cardamom and crisp apple. The scent transcends and develops and intensifies with mild notes of juniper berry, lavender, clary sage, and wild mint before finishing with a bold base note of birchwood, oak moss, and leather accord. The refined yet bold bottle showcases the intense style of Shane himself, featuring sleek black. Shane so Warne has made a fragrance. It's called SW23 as well, which I think is hilarious.
So are cricket bats, the grips, are they made from leather? What are they made from? Because it's got wood in there, so yeah. I assume bats, cricket bats are wooden.
Yeah, so cricket bats are wooden.
Yeah, so they've got that in common. So he's like a cricketer. That's on brand.
The leather is the cricket ball. That's what the ball is made out of. Right. Well, the outer casing of the cricket ball is leather.
Because I think they missed a trick with cherry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you hit a cricket ball with a cricket bat and there's a red mark left on your bat, it is called
a cherry
mark. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've got juniper berries, so, you know, that's so close.
Close enough.
Simo. I just can't get over this. Shane Warne has brought out a fragrance.
Well, he's quite into his liquids.
Yeah, but normally drinking them, and I wouldn't recommend drinking this.
Yeah, but he's also produced other liquids. So he's got a gin distillery.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got a gin distillery, and they changed from gin to... This is probably where the junipers come from. So they changed from gin to hand sanitizer during COVID. So
I hope that's not where the juniper came from. Because it's like, yeah, we got all this stuff. Yeah, just throw it in a fragrance. Yeah, just do that.
Simo and Jordan.
But shower time. It's a good moment in life, isn't it?
I want to have a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Are you an every day?
I am an every day. Are you an every day?
I've noted that I've been getting washed away, so I've cut back a bit.
You've been getting washed. What do you mean you've been getting?
Too much water for me is not a good time.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I have an adverse reaction. Anyway, so...
We're getting off track.
So, what do you get up to? Do you just... Are you all business? Or are you, like... Does your mind wander?
I don't mind having a little bit of a sing in the shower.
Oh, really?
Having a little dance along.
Because you have a go-to track as well, don't you?
Do I?
Yeah, singing in the shower. I think we've touched on it on this show before.
Have we? I can't remember. What's my go-to track?
I don't know. What's karaoke?
Oh, I remember now.
What one?
A bit of Aqua, Dr. Jones.
Oh, nice. That's right. Yep.
Jones, call me Dr. Jones.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I know. I very much lost confidence halfway through that.
And it's got a really nice echo as well in the bathroom.
It really does, yeah. My housemates love me.
What about the haze on the... Do you have a glass screen?
I do, yes.
Ooh, does that see some... Because you live with other people. So does that see some kind of, like, action, if you like? Does that get, like, maybe... I lived with someone that did long division... with the hazy glass.
Oh, so when the steam gets on the glass, you can kind of write on it.
And there's other people that, you know, draw love hearts or practice their signature, that kind of thing.
I must admit we don't do that sort of stuff. It just
really
sort of kind of...
stays clean.
Well, it kind of fogs up and then you just open the door and it defogs and all is well in the world.
Because you could play...
I'm going to start doing that now.
You could start
writing a message.
Yeah, because you could start some pretty epic games with noughts and crosses and stuff.
But doesn't the steam over time, like if you leave it overnight, it'll just go away and thus your noughts and crosses game will go away as
well? Yes and no. You just hope that happens when you're losing and hope it doesn't happen when you're winning.
Well, then if you lose it, you'll just go, oh, yeah, no, the steam's gone. Oh, yeah, what a shame. Oh, no, that's a shame. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, we better start again.
Well, there is a guy who has broken a record while being completely submerged in water in his shower.
Okay.
So
I should say, I don't think showers, you're meant to be submerged in water in a shower.
No, I think...
I think it's meant to fall on you and then drain away. It's not like a bathtub.
He's done a DIY job.
Okay.
Right?
Did he not have a bathtub? Often baths are right next to showers. Sometimes you can get one of those showers that is actually in your bath.
Yeah, but people needed to be able to watch what he was doing.
Okay. So he wasn't nude in the shower as you traditionally are.
He's wearing jeans at the time. He has broken...
Jeans in the shower!
He's broken a Guinness World Record for the most Rubik's Cubes solved submerged underwater.
Okay. I feel his landlords are going to be a bit annoyed at him for ruining the shower just to break. Like, dude, could you not have gone to the local swimming pool?
Well, I think they sealed it all up. Either way, he's got a record now. He solved 6 Rubik's Cubes submerged in 2 minutes.
Was he holding his breath at the same time?
Yes.
Wow.
But I don't reckon I've spent 2 minutes in the shower. Like, that's very short. He'd finished...
Really?
He'd finished 6 Rubik's Cube by the time that I'd finally decided to wash my hair.
Well, Zimo, don't take up a hobby of doing Rubik's Cubes in the shower, I guess, would be the best way. It would
don't
be the
you,
best advice.
Don't you find that impressive as well? Is that not impressive?
Oh, yeah, 100% is impressive. Because, Zimo, like, I couldn't do a Rubik's Cube full stop. Let alone when I'm submerged in a shower.
So they do it all... this particular record is done with one breath.
Okay.
So you submerge yourself in the shower, you solve 5 to 6 Rubik's Cubes, and then you are a winner.
Well, I mean, it's a claim to fame, I guess. It's not something that I'll be attempting this weekend, but...
Worth a mention, he's the first person to attempt this record.
Oh, so literally, he... Technically, that means even if he didn't solve one, he could have still had the record, because maybe he got half of one done.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to ask some questions about your house.
Yes, go for it.
On the walls of your house, maybe your bedroom, do you have any, like, art on the wall?
No, I used to have a full-length poster of the Joker... Just to creep my mother out.
Heath Ledger, the Joker?
Yeah. Why so serious?
Why would you have that?
I just thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Your mum wasn't a fan?
No, mum not a fan. Bit creepy, she reckoned.
But what about now? Do you have any...
I'm a blank canvas. I became a vanilla human later in life.
Well, Simo, that is perhaps quite good for this, because I have found a young and up-and-coming artist... that I want to give a bit of a plug to.
Okay.
Potentially, Simo, you could purchase some of these artworks.
All right.
I can tell you they retail from $75 to $150.
Right. And this particular artist that you are bringing to us this morning doesn't wear, like, a ski mask, a balaclava, and has spray paint.
Definitely no like mask or something for the paint fumes. Nothing like that.
Okay, right.
No, it's natural artist. So, yes, yeah, Simo, some of these paintings... Like I say, $75 to $150 they cost.
Why are you keeping them anonymous?
So you can splash out. Well, I'll tell you who they are
in
a moment.
Is that because I'm going to need to try and find them after they're done?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a full on... They've got an Instagram page which has got like 142,000 followers.
Doesn't mean anything.
So it's not like someone doing something perhaps tad illegal.
Yeah, Banksy though, the fabled graffiti artist guy himself.
Yeah, it's not Banksy, though.
It's not Banksy?
I don't think Banksy's cost a little bit more than $75.
Don't reckon I could get $75 and he'd do a quick job on the room?
No, I don't think he would.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
But if he does, by the way, let me know who Banksy is, because a lot of people would love to know. But this artist... Well, it's actually 3 artists. The main one is called Pippa, and Pippa has adopted brothers Tito and Chito... who have been doing some various artwork that Simo, okay. I reckon you should get behind.
I'm sensing that these are maybe corgis. Are they Jack Russells?
Simo, they're artists.
Are they Kelpies?
Simo, why would you categorise them? They are artists. The fact that they happen to be raccoons is merely coincidental.
Raccoons.
To the fact that, Simo, they are professional artists.
Is there any... Who's the most famous raccoon that you can look...
I don't know.
Sylvester? He was a raccoon.
What?
Sylvester was a raccoon from the Looney Tunes.
Oh, so for some reason I thought you were talking about Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone is not a raccoon.
Well, let's go here. Sylvester, raccoon.
There you go.
Nah, I think I made that up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm looking at Google Images. None of those look like raccoons.
That's not it.
Perhaps, so that's not a famous raccoon. Perhaps Pippa, the famous raccoon artist... can become the most famous raccoon.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon that there's a job going for famous raccoons.
There's not enough of them. There's clearly not enough of them.
Well, there's not any of them, let's face it.
Well, there's one. I just can't remember his name.
You're literally Googling.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew! Of course.
Yeah, he is quite famous.
Yeah, there you go. At least one famous raccoon out there.
Well, second famous raccoon anyway.
Along with Lindsay Lohan, of course.
Okay.
Raccoon eyes? Too much eyeshadow.
Oh,
mascara.
I see. I was wondering where you're going with that for a second.
Thank you.
We got there eventually. Well, Simo, these raccoons have the owners of the raccoons put their pictures on social media, and they've kind of gone a bit viral. What they've been painting, the paintings I mean, let's face it, they're not of any... They put their paw in paint and smear that on a canvas, and that's about it. But apparently there's modern art and techniques and stuff like that that you can buy.
People have long had that particular discussion about art.
Mm.
Would you like to go down my memory lane in regards to dumb artworks?
Go on, what's your memory lane?
Okay, so there was a piece of art that was on display in Australia, did the rounds, like Tasmania... SA, Victoria.
It did the rounds.
It did the rounds.
It went to Tasmania.
It was called a kalaka, right?
Okay.
Now, what this thing was, it was a machine, right, that was not in any way, shape or form looked like a human body. It just looked like a whole bunch of levers and strange ramps and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this particular artwork was designed to turn food, a.k.a. nutrients, into what we do as human beings.
I see.
Yeah. And that was apparently art.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a bit pointless, isn't it?
It's like, I do this system every day. Why do I need to go to a museum to see it on display?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That is a bit pointless.
I would much rather a famous raccoon be, you know, live doing a canvas artwork.
Mm.
That would be far more interesting.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway. On air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.